Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. It's that time of year again. Protesters, cops, rallies, sanctioned or unsanctioned, truncheons, lots of people detained, jail sentences, after-the-fact arrests, searches, grandmothers grabbing their valerian drops. Since there are no signs that this is going to let up anytime soon, I thought it might be helpful to have something like a program, the kind you get in a theater, to help you follow the actors and actions. It may need frequent updates, since the cast of characters keeps changing, along with the slang. The protest lingo from a decade ago just doesn't cut it anymore. First of all, что? What? You can use the term акция, action or act, to describe any kind of protest, starting with сидячая демонстрация протеста, a sit-in, which is sometimes called, not quite properly, итальянская забастовка, an Italian strike, which is actually a slowdown at the workplace. It can also refer to марш, a march, meeting, a rally, demonstration, be careful, it's a false friend, or even a small собрание, a gathering. These can be согласованные, sanctioned, that is, conducted with the authorities' approval, or не согласованные, unsanctioned, that is, something for which you may get hit over the head, detained, arrested, or otherwise treated very, very badly. This weekend at the rallies, the no's and uns ruled. Не зарегистрированные кандидаты и протестующие, unregistered candidates and protesters, conducted не согласованные акции, unsanctioned actions, similar to the previous марш несогласных, march of dissidents. Кто? Who? On the one side are those протестующие, protesters, and несогласные, dissidents. On the other side are a bewildering, at least to me, array of armed men who represent what appears to be an ever-changing group of organizations, or at least I think they keep changing. There used to be внутренние войска, internal ministry troops, which were called colloquially вохра. I don't know where they went. This year, there were войска Национальной гвардии Российской Федерации, troops of the National Guard of the Russian Federation, aka Росгвардия. There were also ОМОНовцы, that is, men from the Отряд мобильный особого назначения, Special Purposes Mobile Unit, which used to be called Отряд милиции особого назначения, Special Purposes Militia Unit, until the милиция, militia, became полиция, police, and everyone realized that the abbreviation ОПОН didn't have that same classy ring to it. ОМОН is a special unit within Росгвардия, which is an independent federal agency. If a guy dressed in black and armed to the teeth is grabbing you or bashing you over the head with his дубинка, truncheon, it probably doesn't matter to you which unit he represents. So most folks just call them космонавты, cosmonauts, because of their huge round helmets and bulletproof glass face shields, their бронежилеты, bulletproof vests, and nifty наплечники, shoulder pads, and наколенники, knee pads. Behind them are полицейские, policemen, who generally wear less body armor. And then, to the side, are the infamous люди в штатском, men in civilian clothing, who, by all reports, walk around and spot people to be detained. Взять его, take this one, they tell the cosmonauts and cops, who duly grab them and stick them in the waiting автозак, paddy wagon. Who are these guys? Who do they report to? Nobody seems to know, and they aren't saying. Как, How do the cosmonauts treat the marchers? Not nicely. Жёстко разгоняли эту акцию и напугали людей. They violently broke up the demonstration and scared the people. Жестоко подавляли. They brutally put it down. Били. They hit them. Отмутузили протестующих. They beat the crap out of the protesters. The whole thing in slang is винтилово, a crackdown. Винтить, to screw, and скрутить, to twist, can be used to describe nasty things done to arms. Они скрутили ему руки и потащили его в автозак. They twisted his arms and dragged him to the paddy wagon. But alone, without the arms and hands, either verb means to detain someone. Они стояли на стороне, и никто их не винтил. They stood off to the side, and no one detained them. Почему? Why? This question was the hot topic on radio and TV shows, blog posts, and media articles. Why was it so violent? And who gave the order? No one knew or would say who gave the order, but everyone thought it was probably something rather benign sounding. Чтобы эти люди больше не выходили. Take care of it so that those people don't come out on the streets again. And then that got translated down to the lower level guys, who might say something like, Метелит и не обращат внимания ни на что. Beat 'em up no matter what. А дальше что? And then what? Задержание, detention, суд, court hearing, arrest, большие штрафы, big fines, уголовное и административное преследование, felony and misdemeanor prosecution. For the folks paying attention to this, it's pretty grim. But I've seen this movie before, and it doesn't end well. I just wish Russia would stop producing remakes. That's it for this week, and if you enjoyed it, I mean, what's not to enjoy about Men in Black, Twisted Arms, and court hearings, please consider making a contribution to our support fund. Just click on that yellow banner that keeps popping up and be as generous as you can. I personally pay for about 20 Russian and foreign periodicals. I think it's just what readers do these days, and I hope you'll join in. That's all for this week. До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!